Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, Beaver. Son, I wish you'd pick up the newspapers they throw on the lawn.
Well, gee, Dad, I don't have to. Usually the neighborhood kids kick them around until they land on somebody else's lawn.
Well, I think they slipped up this time. Is Wally home?
Yeah, he's in the den talking to Eddie about girls. He just kicked me out.
Well, he probably doesn't want you to hear what he's saying.
Yeah. Boy, you know, Dad, he really gets a goofy look on his face when he talks to girls. His face gets all red and sweaty, like he was catching a fever or something.
Well, you know, Beaver, it is a kind of a fever. And one that you'll be catching one of these days, probably.
Well, I just hope when I get to be Wally's age, they'll have shots for it or something. Hi, dear.
Hi. Oh, hi, Dad. Hey, Mom, could we eat a little early tonight? Eddie and I have a date to take some girls to the show, and his father's letting us have the car.
Wait a minute, Wally. Isn't this the night you're supposed to babysit for the Murdochs?
Oh, boy. I forgot all about that.
Well, you better call off your date, son.
But gee, Dad, I don't know if I can do that. I made the date a whole week ago.
Well, you can't disappoint the Murdochs when they're counting on you.
Yeah, I know, but... Hey, wait a minute. Maybe I could call one of the other guys and they could take over for me. I'll call a couple of them now. Excuse me.
Well, Wally must really like this girl if he's willing to give up earning money to have a date with her.
I know. That's how he feels. When I was his age, I had a big crush on a girl in our high school, too. Her name was Helene Quigley. Took me almost a year to get a date with her. When I finally did, it was the biggest event in my life since my brother let me wear his long pants. It's the kind of a thing a boy remembers all of his life.
Ward, you never told me about that. What was this Elaine like?
I can't remember.
Yeah, Dad, I called a bunch of the guys, but I just couldn't find anybody that would babysit for the Murdochs.
Well, I certainly would think one of your friends would be anxious to earn 50 cents an hour. I guess times have changed.
Well, most of the guys I know are going to the hockey game tonight, and they've already paid for their tickets.
But, Wally, you can't disappoint the Murdochs at this late hour. Just wouldn't be fair to them.
That's right, son. You made a deal. You should see it through.
Yeah. Boy, is Marjorie going to be sore at me. And Eddie's going to be foaming at the mouth because it was supposed to be a double date. And if I break my date, then his girl's mother probably won't let her go.
Gee, Wally, I wish I was old enough to make 50 cents an hour just sitting around doing nothing.
Yeah, me too. Hey, wait a minute. Mom, Dad, why couldn't Beaver take over for me?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Well, gee, Wally, I don't know anything about taking care of creepy little kids. Don't you got to give him a bottle and burp him and junk like that?
Little goof Chucky Murdoch's 5 years old. All you got to do is sit around and watch TV with him and then shove him into bed and raid the icebox. They always have the icebox full of all kinds of good junk to eat.
No kidding. I'd do that for only 10 cents an hour.
Wally, I think we'd better forget about the whole thing. Beaver couldn't possibly be up that late.
But, gee, Mom, Mrs. Murdoch said they'd be home by 9:30. Why, Beaver's always goofing around up in his room until then.
You know, Beaver, it's quite a responsibility taking care of someone else's child.
And it's no big deal. After all, the Murdochs only live a couple minutes away. If Chucky threw himself on the floor and started chewing the rug or something, Beaver could call Mom and you guys could get over there before he could eat enough of it to make him sick.
How about it, Mom, Dad? Can I?
What do you think, Ward?
Well, there's the first time for everything. Perhaps it's time for Beaver to do his first babysitting.
Oh, boy.
Hey, I'll walk you over to the Murdochs right after dinner. It's on the way to Eddie's anyway.
Dear, Don't you think I should call the Murdochs and let them know that Beaver's going to be their babysitter instead of Wally?
Yes, I'm sure it would ease the shock a bit.
You know, Wally, I'm kind of scared.
What are you scared about, you little goof?
Well, what if Chucky won't go to bed when I tell him to and starts banging his head against the wall or biting me or something?
Look, all you gotta do is let him know that you're boss. He'll listen to you.
Well, how do I do that?
Gotta use psychology.
What's that?
That's making a kid do something he doesn't want to do because you get him thinking it's good for him to do it.
Hey, that's neat. How does it work?
Well, say that Chucky doesn't want to go to bed or something. You just, you tell him how all the athletes always go to bed real early, and doesn't he want to grow up to be big and strong so he can be a champion football player?
Hey, that's what Mom and Dad used to tell us.
Well, sure, B, that's what I mean. You just use the same kind of stuff on him that Mom and Dad used to use on us.
And it works, huh?
Well, sure. Parents have been using that kind of junk on kids for hundreds of years. Come on, let's go.
Well, okay, but I gotta call Gilbert first.
Oh, you're gonna call him up and act like a big shot now that you got a job, huh?
Well, sure, that's half the fun of having a job.
Can I give you a hand, dear?
Thanks, but I'm all done.
Well, I timed that perfectly, didn't I?
You know, honey, it's a big responsibility. It's a big responsibility. You know, honey, Beaver being a babysitter.
Well, yeah, I suppose so. It's good for him, though. Shows him we trust him. How did the Murdochs take it?
Well, I had a feeling that if they weren't stuck for someone, they'd back out. I don't blame them. After all, Beaver's just a child.
Oh, dear, don't be like your Aunt Emma. Remember she used to make her Frankie wear his rubbers and carry an umbrella every time it looked like rain? And Frankie was 37 years old at the time.
Yes, but it seems like only yesterday that we were having a babysitter in for Beaver. Hope that little Murdoch boy doesn't give him any trouble.
Ah, don't you worry about it. Beaver's been coached by an expert.
Wally? Oh, well, I don't know about that. I remember only last year when he was babysitting for that Stewart boy. We had to rush over there with a locksmith because Davy locked himself in the bathroom, wouldn't come out, and he had all the faucets turned on.
Well, Davy just liked to hear...
You're right.
Now, dear, you know, that's not exactly positive thinking. Of course, on the other hand, I could call the locksmith and sort of have him stand by.
You don't have to worry, Mrs. Murdoch. Beaver knows just what to do. He's real reliable, aren't you, Beaver?
Yeah. Wally told me all about how to take care of little kids.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Beaver. Arthur.
What do you think, Arthur?
Hi, Chucky. You remember me, don't you?
Sure. Here's a guy who ate the whole quart of ice cream without stopping.
Chucky, this is Beaver.
Hi, Chucky.
Hi yourself. Gee, you're a funny-looking babysitter.
Yeah, I guess I am.
Well, we better get going if we don't want to be late. Get your coat, Chucky.
Mrs. Murdoch, you're taking Chucky with you?
Oh, yes, of course. That's the reason we're going. They're having open house at Chucky's nursery school.
Well, then, what did you want a babysitter for?
Well, we just don't like the idea of leaving Pat alone.
Oh.
Patricia, we're going now. I want you to meet your sitter. I better go get her.
I'll get our coats, dear.
Oh, boy.
I just figured it'd be Chucky.
Wally, I can't babysit for a girl.
You've got to, Beaver. You can't chicken out now.
But I'm scared of girls. Well, and how can I tell a goony girl to go to sleep? Well, so she'll grow up to be a big, strong football player.
You've got to change all that. Now, look, tell her if she doesn't go to sleep that she'll get bags under her eyes and she'll get a double chin and she'll never grow up to be a movie star or something.
Pat, this is Beaver, Wally's little brother. He's going to stay with you while we're gone.
Hi, Beaver.
Hi.
I've heard an awful lot about you.
Yeah, from who?
From Wally. But you're a bigger little squirt than he said you were.
Did you drop you any place, Wally?
Well, yeah, thanks. You could drop me over at the Haskells. I'm kind of late as it is.
Well, night. We'll be home early.
Oh, there's some sandwiches in the refrigerator for you and Pat, Beaver. Bye, dear.
I'll see you, Beaver, and you remember what I said, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you.
What are you staring at me for? Have I got dirt on me or something?
I think you're real cute, Beaver.
Meh.
How old are you?
I'm 12. How old are you?
I'm 10. But I like boys bigger than me.
Well, I'm only 2 years bigger than you.
I'm real glad you're my babysitter, Beaver, instead of your big, dumb brother. What are you doing, Beaver?
I was looking for a book.
What kind of a book?
You know, a girl's book.
Gee, Beaver, do you like to read girls' books?
I wasn't going to read it to me. I was going to read it to you.
I don't want you to read to me, Beaver. Anyway, I'm big enough to read to myself.
Okay. How about me putting on the TV?
I don't feel like looking at TV.
Well, what do you want to do?
Play games.
Okay, what kind of games?
I want to play house.
House? That's a girl's game.
Well, I'm a girl.
Well, I'm not.
Well, then you can be the father and I'll be the mother.
You wouldn't want to settle for Indian wrestling, would you?
If you don't play house, I'll scream.
You wouldn't do that. Would you?
No, I would.
Okay, I'll play. What do I do?
I'll show you. Here, put this on. It's my father's hat. And take this. Now, you make believe you're coming home from work. All right, you just came home. Hello, dear.
Who are you talking to?
You dummy. You're supposed to say hello, dear, to me, too.
I couldn't say dear to a girl. I'd break out in a rash or something.
Okay, then just say hello.
Hello. You got a stiff neck or something?
You're supposed to kiss my cheek. That's what my father always does to my mother when he comes home.
Well, I'm not playing.
Beaver, you want me to scream?
I don't care what you do. I'm not going to do it.
Okay, then we'll just pretend you came home mad. Sit here, dear. Dinner's all ready. Father, say hello to the children.
What children?
Our children, you dummy. Linda and Helen and Frank and Stanley and Gerald and Marilyn.
Wait a minute. How many we got?
Well, I thought 6 was a nice number, but if you'd like 8 or 12 better.
6 is okay.
Sit down, dear. Marilyn, give your father some room.
Yeah, quit hogging the whole table, Marilyn.
Gerald is a bad boy today, Father.
Yeah? What'd he do?
He tried to sharpen Helen's new fountain pen in our pencil sharpener and broke it.
Okay, Gerald. Just for that, there'll be no television for a week.
Look what Marilyn's doing.
Marilyn, you know you're not supposed to slurp your soup, you little slop. You've got to straighten your chair. You don't want to grow up to be round-shouldered. We got another creepy kid around here someplace, don't we?
I guess you mean Linda.
Yeah. Where is she?
She's right there. She's looking right at you.
Oh. Well, stop scratching yourself, Linda.
Now, don't you want to go upstairs to kiss Jeffrey?
Who's he?
He's our brand new little baby.
Okay, I'll go up and kiss him after I eat. Eat. All right, we ate. Now what do we do?
Well, I'll wash the dishes while you look at TV.
Okay.
Wash. Now, the dishes are all clean.
Is the game over now?
Of course not. It's tomorrow morning and you're going to work.
Don't I get to sleep first?
You already slept. Don't you remember? You were up all night because you had a big fight with your boss.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Father, say goodbye to the children.
Goodbye, children. I'll see you all tomorrow. And you, Frank, go upstairs and wash your crummy ears. You look a mess. Boy, that Frank gives us more trouble than any of the others. Who is it?
It's me, Babe, Wally.
Oh, hi, Wally. Eddie.
Hi, Babe.
We just thought we'd stop by and see how you were getting along.
Well, I'm doing okay.
What are you made up for, Squirt? You planning on taking a trip somewhere?
Oh, well, I was just sort of fooling around.
We're playing house. Steve is the father, and I'm the mother, and we've got 6 children.
Well, ain't that dandy.
Well, she said she was going to scream if I didn't play.
Boy, wait a lump when the other guys hear about this. They'll flip.
Cut it out, Eddie. It's Bieber's job.
All right. I'll keep my mouth shut. You think I want people to know that my best friend's brother is Squirrely? Hey, that's the girls. They're screaming for Loverboy. Come on, Wally. Ta-ta, Papa. Ta-ta, Mama.
Cut it out, Eddie.
I'll see you at home, Beef. Night, Pat.
See you, Wally.
Hello?
Is it Beaver? Did anything happen?
You have the wrong number.
Thank heaven. Thought maybe he was in some kind of trouble. Can't understand why he hasn't called us.
Dear, aren't you being a little inconsistent? Just a minute ago, you were worried because you thought he had phoned. Now you're worried because he hasn't phoned.
Well, I can't help wondering how he's getting along over the Murdochs.
I'm sure he's getting along fine, or he'd have called us. That was our arrangement.
Don't you think maybe we ought to call him and find out?
No, I don't think we should. I think he ought to have the feeling of being on his own. At least for another half hour.
How can you just sit there and read your paper?
Well, it isn't easy, dear. The news is pretty dull tonight.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. The Murdochs brought me home.
Well, hi, Beav. How'd it go?
Yes, Beaver, how'd it go?
Okay.
Chucky give you any trouble?
Mr. and Mrs. Murdoch took Chucky to an open house at his nursery school. So I babysitted for the little girl.
A girl?
Yeah. Her name is Patty, and she's 10 years old, and she goes to my school.
Well, now, isn't that nice?
Yes, you got quite a break there, Beaver. I imagine a little girl was a lot quieter than a little boy.
Yeah, I guess she was a lot quieter. But she made me play a stupid game called House. And I had to pretend with stupid game called House. And I had to pretend she was a lot quieter. But she made me had 6 children. Well, I guess I'll go to bed.
Good night, Beaver.
Hi, Beaver.
Mom, can I stay home from school tomorrow?
Stay home? Why, are you sick?
Not yet.
What do you mean, not yet?
Well, I might get awful sick having to go to school tomorrow and see that creepy Patty.
Oh, Beaver, my goodness, there's so many girls in your school, you might not even run into her.
Why, of course, Beaver, and if you do, she'll probably have forgotten all about it.
Well, okay, Dad, but I don't think she's the kind of girl that forgets stuff.
Ward, do you think Beaver was embarrassed taking care of a girl?
Well, if he wasn't, he's no son of mine.
Steve, how much did they pay you?
They gave me $1.50.
Hey, that's neat. I asked my father if I could babysit sometime.
What'd he say?
He said no. He wants me to stay home and watch my sister.
But your sister's 17, isn't she?
Yeah, I think that's why he wants me to watch her.
Hello, Beaver.
Hi.
Hey, Beef, who's the creepy girl?
Oh, that's Chucky's nutty sister.
I liked playing house with you last night, Beaver. It was lots of fun.
Cut it out, will you? You don't have to talk about that here.
Playing house? Hey, Beaver, did you play house with this creepy girl?
Don't pay attention to her, Gilbert. She's just some sort of a nut. Come on.
I told my mother and father you're the best babysitter in the whole world.
Hey, Beav, did you babysit for this girl?
Listen, Gilbert, don't you tell any of the guys or I'll sock you one.
Okay, but I wouldn't babysit for a girl for $1,000,000,000.
Well, they sort of tricked me into it. Will you quit following me around?
Hey, Beav, you want me to trip her up?
No, I don't want to get rid of her. Boy, Wally, was really terrible today. Gilbert was giving me the business the whole time. And then that Patty, she had to follow me up and down the halls at school. She sat next to me in the cafeteria and stared at me the whole time while I was eating.
Well, look, Beaver, she's probably just got a crush on you.
Well, why would any girl have a crush on me? Well, I'm kind of a mess.
Well, sure you are. But you're not enough of a mess to scare her away.
Well, I don't know what to do, Wally. Maybe I should ask Mom and Dad to send me to a boarding school in Alaska or something.
Well, how can you tell, Beaver? Even if they did, you'd probably have some little Eskimo girl trying to rub noses with you or something.
Oh, thanks a lot, Wally. You're a big help.
Beaver, Mrs. Murdoch just called. They're going to go to a party on Saturday night, and they'd like to have you babysit again.
With Chucky?
No, with Pat and Chucky.
Oh, well, gee, Mom, on Saturday, I think I got to,
I could babysit for the Murdochs.
But they asked for Beaver.
Well, yeah, but I think Beaver's supposed to go to the movies with Gilbert or something. Aren't you, Beaver?
Yeah, I think I'm supposed to do something like that.
Well, I guess they don't mind. All right, honey, I'll tell them you can make it.
Boy, Wally, that was really neat of you volunteering like that. Just like the guy in the Tale of Two Cities who volunteered to have his head chopped off for his pal.
Look, don't make a big deal out of it. I'm not doing anything Saturday. And anyway, I know how to handle that Pat Murdoch better than you do.
Yeah? How do you do that?
Well, I got her fooled into thinking I'm an adult.
How can you fool her like that?
Well, first of all, whenever I go over there, I always wear an overcoat. And then if she ever asks me anything stupid, I just kind of stare at her and try to look smart.
Yeah. I guess that's all there is to being an adult.
Well, that might not be all, but at least it's enough to fool a little kid like Pat.
Hey, Bee, how come that Pat Murdoch doesn't follow you around anymore or stare at you when you're eating and stuff?
I don't know, but I think it's got something to do with my brother acting like an adult.
Oh.
You know, Gilbert, I wouldn't tell us to any of the other guys.
What is it?
Well, I kind of miss you doing that.
Yes, sir. Boy, Beaver, are you going flaky or something?
No, but it was real neat having somebody around that you could tell to get lost.
Yeah, I guess it is.
I wonder what you do about that when you get older.
I don't know. I think you get married, and then you can tell your wife to leave you alone.
Yeah. It's neat the way it works, isn't it?
Next on TV Land, it's Family Ties, about a family that's never afraid to say, I love you. In fact, this family seems more afraid of not saying, I love you. After all, there ain't no nothing they can't love each other through, so stay tuned.